I said, who was it?
I don't know. They hung up.
Would you give me this magazine? Just put this down. I want to ask you something. Have you been having trouble hearing lately?
Huh?
I said, have you been having trouble hearing lately?
My hearing's fine.
I don't think so, Pop. People talk to you and you ignore them.
Oh, well, I've been doing that for 50 years. And I'm ignoring a lot of more in the next 50 years. So you better take a number so you don't have to wait in line.
Now listen, Pop, I know what you're gonna say. You're gonna say I'm a dummy and I don't know what I'm talking about, right?
There you go, putting words in my mouth. But luckily, they're the right words.
Look, I'm running a little late and I don't want to get into a tangle with you right now. And I'm hungry anyway. Is breakfast ready?
Huh?
Is breakfast ready?
Yeah, in the oven.
Thank you.
Huh?
Thank you!
Thought I heard something.
Get the phone!
I'm getting it! It's happening, son. What? Can you speak a little louder? A little louder. I'm having trouble with my phone. Okay. Shoot. All right. I'll have one of my associates get in touch with you this afternoon. Bye.
I know this might sound strange, but what is this?
This is my own special recipe, Freddy's Fluffy Flapjack.
Well, what am I supposed to do with it? Eat it or exercise?
Just as I thought, a little too much pepper. Here, I get it. Let me fix you another.
No. I think this one is enough.
Well, listen, son, this guy wants to get in touch with you, so drop by and feel him out.
Hey, fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And listen here. Have the truck washed, because I got a date with Donna tonight, and I want everything to be perfect. You know, she broken 2 dates with me this week already.
She's been working, Pop.
Oh, you kid, she ain't been working. She been two-timing me with another guy.
Are you kidding? There is no other guy. Donna's been busy with her patients.
What stations?
I said patients, Pop.
I'm patient.
Patients.
I'm patient.
Hey, Pop, there's something wrong with you.
I know. My only child is a dummy.
Will you listen to me? What does that say?
It says, Freddie Waters, 1465 Edgeworth Street.
And you took this message over the phone, right?
Yeah, so what?
Well, so we missed out on a great deal, Pop. The man's name is not Freddie Walters. It's Eddie Salters. And it's not Bedford Street. It's Medford Street.
Well, we better call a doctor.
I think I will.
Yeah, tell him to rush over there to Medford Street because Teddy Salters doesn't know who he is or where he lives. I'll get it. Come in!
Hello, Fred. Hi, Lamont.
Hi, Donna.
Donna, this is the perfect evening for a moonlight drive and a bottle of wine, two tacos, and a bowl of menudo.
Fred, I can't keep our date.
Light on the cheese, light on the lettuce, and heavy on the lips.
Look, Lamont, he didn't hear me.
I know, Donna. Pop's going deaf.
Oh, my. Fred!
What, dear?
I have to work tonight, Fred.
What?
She can't keep the date.
Why not?
I have to work tonight, Fred. I only found out an hour ago. But I thought I ought to come by and tell you in person, and I'm glad I did, because you need help.
Yeah, and you can give it to me. See, you've broken two dates this week already, and now you say you have to work late. I know what you're doing, Donna. It's another man.
Oh, there are other patients, Fred.
That sounds familiar.
I'll come back as soon as I get off.
Don't do me no favors.
Good night, Lamont.
Good night. Good night, Donna. Hey, Pop, you didn't have to be so rude.
What?
That's it. That's it. You're practically deaf, man. I'm going to call a doctor right now.
Wait a minute. Doctors cost money.
Oh, Pop, don't you want to hear the birds singing in the trees?
I can live without that.
Well, what about the little children playing in the park?
I can live without that, too.
Or what, Godzilla whispering sweet nothings into Gork's ear.
What are we waiting for? Get that guy on the phone. Call the doctor. Just call him the doctor.
Oh, yes, the doctor is expecting you. We'll take care of your ear, honey.
And I'll take care of your teeth, sweetheart.
Come on. Go right in.
Come in, Mr. Sanford.
I'm in.
Make yourself comfortable.
I will. Bye.
Oh, in the chair. Come on, in the chair.
Oh, man,
all righty.
Hey, wait a minute, man. What are you doing? I don't play that.
Okay, let's see what we got here.
What's the matter? You forgot the words?
I think all we have is a lovely wax build up here.
You looking in my ear or at your floor?
Your ears, Mr. Sanford. I'm going to have to flush them out.
Oh, no, I ain't getting my head in one of them things.
Now relax. In a minute, you'll be as good as new. Now hold this.
And hold that.
Trust me. You won't feel a thing.
I know it because I'm going to shove it up your nose.
Oh. Okay. All right, the other side.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. And I can smell you too. Back off.
Good!
Man, you did it. You did it, Doc. Thanks a lot. Whoa, you great. I'm like, hello. Hello. That old black magic has me in its spell. Whoa. Hey, thanks a lot, Doc. You're a good ear doctor. Also, I'm a leg man myself.
You know, it must be terrible for Pop to watch himself fall apart.
Poor dear. It must be a shock going deaf.
Donna, couldn't you drop by the house every day just to, you know, see if Pop's okay?
Oh, Lamont, I'd love to, but I can't. This private duty is murder. I've got this problem patient. Why, he needs me so much, he won't even eat unless I'm there.
Well, just for a few minutes, Donna. I mean, you could stop by the house on your way home from work. Pop's practically deaf, and He really needs you.
You're right.
Thanks a lot, Doc.
Well, maybe, hopefully he won't need me. Maybe the doctor will cure him.
Why me? Why me?
Here's your bill.
Why you?
Come on, let's get out. Hey, Pop, we found this book, you know, Don and I, and it's a book on sign language.
Huh?
I said we found this book, and it's on sign language. We thought you should read it.
Oh, let me see it. Uh-huh. Oh, here's one.
What does that mean?
Get lost, dummy. Means I want to be alone with Donna.
Oh, Fred, I'm sorry. I can't stay. Huh? I've got to go and take care of one of my patients.
That's it. That's what happens. It's all over. As soon as everybody finds out that I'm deaf, nobody wants to be around me. See, I'm old. I'm through. I'm washed up. I'm going to wash up.
Wow, Donna, he's really depressed.
Lamont, he's in a bad way. We've got to do something to snap him out of it.
Hey, I know. A party. A party, that's what Pop needs. Good music, old friends. How about tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night would be perfect, and we should get him a present, too. I know. You pick out a gift, and I'll do some shopping.
Right.
All right?
Okay, bye.
Bye.
A present. That's it, a present. Hello, Dr. Fuddle? Hi, this is Lamont Sanford. Listen, I was just wondering if I could buy a hearing aid without a prescription, or do I have to bring my father over there to have him fitted for it? What do you mean, why? Well, because he's, you know, tremendously deaf. He's not tremendously deaf? He's not slightly deaf? Well, how about a little deaf? Then he must be lying a little. He's not lying a little? Slightly? Tremendously. Okay, thanks a lot.
But how did he stand all that loud noise? Oh, I'd like to wring his neck.
Then I take it you'll go along with the plans.
You bet I will. It'll serve him right.
Don, I'm surprised to see you.
Well, isn't life full of surprises?
Huh? My, don't we look nice?
I just thought I'd be prepared, son. You know, I might have the big one tonight, and if I'm going, I want to go in style.
Lamont, you know, sometimes I wonder if your father isn't faking.
Oh, why? Donna, how could you?
Well, I've done some research, and when a man is really going deaf, he gets restless.
Oh, yeah, I know. He just can't sit still.
Always doing something with their hands.
And they fumble with their ears.
But that doesn't work, so they become frustrated and start wringing their hands.
And then they start pacing the floor.
And going faster.
And faster.
And faster.
And faster.
But then they realize it's no use.
So they stop.
And start biting their nails.
I guess that proves it, Donna. I mean, Pop's got all the classic symptoms.
It certainly does.
Sounds like Rollo.
Yes.
Do they know what to do?
Hey, man, it's together.
Okay. Hey, Pop, look who's here. Pop?
I hear you're having trouble with your ears, Pop.
Too bad it's not with my eyes.
Hey, come on, Pop. Rollo brought some friends to help you cheer up.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Rollo. That's very lovely. Now you can go away forever.
Hey, that's no attitude to take, Pop. Relax. Enjoy the party.
Who bought the booze?
We ran out of money, so we decided to use yours. Help yourself, everybody.
Yeah,
no, I use
money.
Help yourself.
Come on.
Help
me.
Grab
bourbon
over there, some scotch.
Mom, you know what? You sure are looking good tonight.
Ah, why, thank you, Rollo. Honey.
Yeah, I got some talk for you if I could ever get you alone.
Oh, well, don't worry about Fred. He's deaf in one ear and can't hear out of the other.
Look at that. Look at that. In that case, we'll stick around for a little while, and then we'll sneak away to a quiet, cozy place.
Oh, Rollo?
Don't wait too long.
Wait a minute. There's something wrong, Pop?
No, I'm just going to get Rollo some refreshments.
Okay, quick, Rollo. Pull the wire on the speaker.
Got it.
Everybody get ready for phase two.
Hey, Rollo. You rat. No, on this.
Stay, man.
Yeah, I heard that, Donna.
Mm-hmm. You see, it's like stuttering. If you pretend to talk that way, then one day you'll wake up and it's true.
Yeah, this guy pretended to be deaf, and all of a sudden he was.
That's right. He went deaf. Just like that.
Yeah.
Come on, Donna. Let's have some sit down so you can tell me how you're going to please me in my waning years.
Hey, look, Lamar, what are we standing around for, man? Why don't we get down?
Yeah, Rollo.
You low enough already.
Put on some music.
Hey, Donna, speak to me. Huh? No, listen, please, sir, or madam, or miss, don't do this to me. Let me hear the sweet sound of birds again. The song of the birds and the rustle of the leaves, the rattle of the junk. I didn't mean any harm. I just thought Donna was seeing another man, so I wanted to find out who he was. I won't pretend no more, please. I do anything you say. I fight lions and tigers. I walk through fire and kiss Esther. Please, though, if you take my hearing, you might as well take all of me. Wait a minute. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean it. Look, Lamar, Donna, help me. Please, help me, please. Son,
yes.
I want to hear music again.
You do, huh? Yeah, sure, Pop. That was a dumb trick to play on you. But what about the dumb trick you were trying to play on us, man?
Yes, you really should be ashamed of yourself, Fred. Do you know that 20% of the people of the world have some form of hearing problem?
What?
Don't start that again.
No, sir, I'm not. I was saying, like, what in surprise to the 20%?
That's right. 4 million people in this country alone have difficulty even hearing television and can't even enjoy it.
Well, I'm sorry, honey. I was just jealous and I wanted to find out who you were with.
You will meet him tomorrow. We walk and feed him at noon. He's 97.
We?
Here's your present, Pop.
Oh, you mean that you really gonna give me a gift after all everything?
Yeah, it's from all of us. Rollo, Esther, Woody, Donna, and me.
Wow, must be worth about $50.
$100.
$100 gift? $100 gift. Ain't nothing in here, son, but a card.
Ah, read the card, Fred.
$100 has been donated to the Los Angeles League for the Hard of Hearing in honor of Fred G. Sanford.
The G stands for your generosity.
No, I don't. The G stands for gonna cry.
We'll be right back.